From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The UN Security Council late Tuesday voted to condemn North Korea for firing an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan, calling it an outrageous act. Koro Besho is Japan's UN ambassador.
This demonstrates the unity of the Security Council and sends a strong and clear message to North Korea that the international community will not accept its reckless behavior.
The ambassador said he hopes the 15-member council will follow up their statement with a strong resolution, perhaps one that includes further sanctions. China's foreign minister, Wang Yi, said China is working with other council members on a necessary response. On Wednesday, North Korea said it conducted the test as a response to ongoing joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. President Trump said the message from the North was received loud and clear, and he said, quote, all options are on the table. Robert Manning is with the Washington-based think tank Atlantic Council.
So it's hard to respond to everyone appropriately or strongly, and I think the message that all options are on the table was, I think, the important point, and the president made that.
Manning described the missile launch as coming perilously close to an act of war. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the current policy regarding transgender personnel already serving in the military will remain in place while the Pentagon studies how to implement President Trump's directive to ban transgender troops. He said the first priority will be determining what's best for combat effectiveness. Once it's complete, Mattis said he will make his recommendations directly to the president. You're listening to VOA News. President Donald Trump Tuesday visited Texas to survey the damage and widespread flooding caused by Tropical Storm Harvey. He was joined by the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Brent Long, in the hard-hit coastal city of Corpus Christi.
You know, right here where the brunt of the Category 4 hurricane winds came in just north of Corpus Christi, we're already starting to affect recovery. Recovery is a slow process, but rest assured that we're doing everything we can to unify our efforts down to support, you know, the local responders, the first responders that we have here.
Some communities received more than 130 centimeters of rain in the past several days, and at least 17 people have died in storm-related incidents. Harvey is now expected to dump heavy rains on neighboring Louisiana, where Governor John Bel Edwards is closely monitoring the storm's path.
The storm is going to play out over the next 48 to 72 hours, and it has tremendous potential to continue to drop heavy amounts of water and to prevent people from going about their normal daily business in a safe manner.
Louisiana bore the brunt of Hurricane Katrina in 2005. That storm killed 1,800 people. U.S. President Donald Trump today travels to the state of Missouri to build support for his goal of reforming the country's tax code. Administration officials say the president will focus on explaining the need for tax reform, but not the specifics of a plan to do so. The U.S. tax code has not undergone a significant overhaul since 1986. The highest-ranking U.N. human rights official is warning U.S. President Donald Trump's repeated criticisms of the news media could incite violence against journalists. Mr. Trump has regularly attacked major news organizations like the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN, calling the journalists, quote, truly dishonest people. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein said Wednesday that Mr. Trump's criticisms are doing tremendous damage.
It's really quite amazing when you think that freedom of the press, not only a sort of cornerstone of the U.S. Constitution, but very much something that the United States defended over the years, is now itself under attack from the president himself. It's a sort of stunning turnaround.
Al-Hussein's remarks also called the violence at the rally in Charlottesville earlier this month, during which a counter-protester was killed, an abomination. And Kenya's Supreme Court Tuesday heard closing arguments by lawyers for opposition leader Raila Odinga over this month's electoral victory of President Uhuru Kenyatta. A decision in that case is expected by the court on Friday. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.